702. The Worldview.
News from elsewhere in the world. John Adderley still in for Adam Gilchrist. John, let's start with Harvey Weinstein, that rape conviction from 2020 being overturned.
Good morning. Yeah, New York's highest court has ruled that during film producer Harvey Weinstein's rape trial 4 years ago, prosecutors were wrongly allowed to call witnesses whose accusations were not part of the charges against him. And several actresses are now saying this is unfair to survivors. Ashley Judd, who's made public her allegations, says that she's in disbelief. Weinstein's lawyers say that this ruling proves even very unpopular suspects should be given a fair trial. He is still in prison due to his later conviction in a separate rape and a sexual assault case. He was sentenced to 16 years in Los Angeles last year. Now, the lawyer for Harvey Weinstein says the overturning of this rape conviction in New York will have a significant impact on that judgment in California. Jennifer Bonjean says that the LA jury who convicted Weinstein would have been influenced by the prior verdict in New York. So I think those who've taken cases against Weinstein are kind of feeling it's all rather unraveling. They went to such great efforts to bring prosecutions, and now they may have to go through the ordeal all over again. Because remember, this case in New York launched the Me Too movement that exposed sexual abuse and misconduct at the highest levels in Hollywood. It was all about bringing powerful people, powerful men in particular, to account. And Gloria Allred, who represented the key prosecution witness in this overturned case, Mimi Haley, says that her client would consider testifying again in any new trial, but she says it's a process that's grueling and will be re-traumatizing for Mimi. So we'll have to see whether we get a rerun of this trial.
One wonders, of course, if it indeed will leave a chilling effect for victims who may want to come forward or not, as the case may be in future trials. But as you say, I think he's 72 or thereabouts, Weinstein. 16 years means he's likely to serve out the rest of his life behind bars. Venice becoming essentially a theme park.
This is what they're worried about. Actually, it's quite interesting. I was in Amsterdam on a little break just last week, and it's kind of a similar thing there. It's a lovely place, but it's jam-packed with tourists. And, you know, that can be to the detriment of the experience, if you like. It kind of spoils the view in a certain way. And, of course, it puts huge pressure on the infrastructure of these lovely places. So the solution for the mayor of Venice, and it is a world first, is to introduce entry tickets for day visitors. It's okay if you're staying overnight, but if you're just a day tripper, then you've got to pay this €5 charge, and it will be enforced at certain times over the next few months, because two-thirds of the 30 million annual visitors to Venice are day trippers, and they crowd onto these lovely sites such as the Rialto Bridge and St. Mark's Square, and it's placing a city which is already threatened by rising sea levels under real immense strain. There's another issue as well. That's the dwindling number of people living in Venice, and I'm sure the same is true of similar cities. I know it is of Amsterdam. They're being pushed out because there is so much tourist accommodation. So lots of concerns there. Critics say it's just a quick moneymaker and it's not going to fix the underlying problems, but we'll see. The authorities say it's a trial, and I think, you know, it's one that's going to be watched by other cities around the world who are grappling with similar challenges of, should we call it, over-tourism.
John Adderley, that's where we'll leave it for this morning's Worldview.